The profound background is this. The Greek Orthodox Patriarchate of Jerusalem as an institution dates back to the first half of the 16th century. After the Ottoman Empire conquers the Holy Land in 1516-1517, the Ottoman rulers bring Greek monks from Greece and put them in charge of the ancient Eastern Patriarchate of Jerusalem. They displace the native churchmen and take over the entire institutional structure and as well as property of the old patriarchate. They organize themselves into a brotherhood, the Hagiotaphytic Brotherhood, thereby perpetuate the rule of ethnic Greeks and the exclusion of the vast majority of the faithful who are Arabs from any office or influence in the governance of the patriarchate, feeding constant resentment on the part of the vast majority of the faithful and the lower clergy. At the same time, for decades now, successive Greek monks who ruled the patriarchate have distinguished themselves by selling off the land holdings of the patriarchate to the Israeli government or to front organizations for the Israeli government, angering the faithful on multiple fronts. First, because the church can only sell and never buy. So the more land the church sells, the less there is for the church's own activities. Second, because in some cases, the land is sold for purposes of colonization, of settlements. Third, because any monies received for this from the sale of land do not find their way to the church and disappear off the books. Now, Irenaeus was elected on a platform of a promise not to do this anymore, and indeed to try to recover some of the properties that had been unduly sold off by his predecessors. This had been his promise. However, it now appears that he, far from fulfilling his promise, he has acted in ways more brazen than any of his predecessors had dared, and had sold off very, very prominent properties at the very entry gate into the old city, the walled city of Jerusalem. This was too much, not only for the faithful and the lower clergy, it was too much even for a large majority of his own fellow Greek minority rulers of the Patriarchate, to the point where a vast majority of the Holy Synod, as they call the ruling council, voted to depose Irenaeus from the office of patriarch. So he has been deposed by a vote of the synod. And this has been recognized, apparently, by the heads of the other Orthodox churches throughout the world, assembled recently in Constantinople. And it is also apparently recognized by the Kingdom of Jordan. Palestine is prepared to recognize it. Only the Israeli government is pretending that Irenaeus is still in office and has sent an armed police guard into the Greek monastery to maintain Irenaeus in his offices. Which the synod has protested, the intrusion of armed police guards into the monastery and into the internal affairs of a religious community. This is where the situation is now, to the best of my knowledge.
You mentioned this approval of the Kingdom of Jordan. The Israelis, however, not approving, the Palestinians basically saying it's none of their business, seems to be what they're saying. How does this affect religious freedom in the country, that these states are actually in control of who is the Orthodox patriarch and who isn't?
It is, of course, completely unacceptable. Legally, as an organization, the Greek Patriarchate is a creation of the Jordanian Parliament. It used to be a creature of the Ottoman Empire, and then the Ottoman laws were replaced by laws of the Kingdom of Jordan. Israel, wisely, in keeping with its aspiration to be a democratic state, never legislated for the governance of the Greek Patriarchate. Yet politically, the Israeli government, without any basis, in my opinion, in Israeli law, claims that it is the ultimate authority without which a Greek patriarch can neither be elected nor be deposed. It has no basis in law, but the government, for example, makes its writ run by instructing banks not to recognize, say, the signature of the Greek patriarch until the government decides to recognize him. And right now, they are probably instructing banks and all sorts of officials not to recognize the signature of the locum tenens appointed by the synod, and instead to continue to recognize the signature of the patriarch, which means that if he wanted to, he could just go on selling off and leasing off the lands of the patriarchate at will, for as long as the government is prepared to recognize him as the patriarch.